This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello all to all the neighbors out there. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. Joining me today is our good neighbor, Sonia Guffey, owner of Mountain Oaks Manor. Welcome, Sonia, and thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. I enjoy being here.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure to have you on with us today. So we've met here today to talk a little bit about the Mountain Oaks Manor and yourself. And so as we get into the questions and all, just relax and tell our listeners all about you. So the first thing I wanted to do is just tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
I am Sonia Guffey. I'm married to Tim Guffey. We've been married for over 25 years. Right now, all we do is work. That's all we ever do is work.
It sounds very familiar.
Right.
Well, Sonia, now, you're the owner of the company, I understand. So tell us a little bit about your business and what it is that you offer to our listeners out there.
At the manor, we are located in the historic James County Courthouse in Ottawa. And first and foremost, we are an event venue. So we do a lot of weddings and things like that. And during the week and some weekends when we're not doing weddings, we run it as a tea room. So the tea room is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. And then we do quite a few baby showers, birthday parties, bridal teas, bridal showers, quinceañeras, sweet 16s. And we've done several funerals in the last couple of years. So the list just goes on and on.
Sounds like you offer just a broad variety of things to the people there. And
yes, sir.
Well, tell us about your journey. You know, how did you get into this business?
I had been doing weddings for the better part of 25 years or so. And I met two ladies and started to help them in about 2003, 2004. And they retired out and I bought the building in 2017. And so I've always enjoyed it. Tea room wasn't necessarily something that I'd ever had in my mind to do, but we were looking for something to help us pay the bills. And so since weddings and parties are mainly just on the weekends, we decided to run it as a tea room. And so we just started doing some research and thought we would enjoy it. So we've just been building that up. And so it's a full circle umbrella that we do under there.
Well, for any listeners who might not understand exactly what a tea room is about, can you explain that to us?
Absolutely. It's like a restaurant, but it's some people call it fancy, but I try to make sure that you're a little comfortable. So we offer a lot of sandwiches. We have homemade chicken salad, homemade pimento cheese. We make all of our quiches. We have homemade soups that we rotate daily. We do a lot of seasonal stuff. We just finished up our Mardi Gras menus and we're getting ready to start our St. Patrick's Day menus. We had a Valentine's dinner. We will be doing an Easter brunch soon and Mother's Day. And we do a lot of the afternoon tea. A lot of people are familiar or not familiar with a lot of the English style lunches where they come on the tiers with all the little small tidbits of sandwiches and scones and creams and curds and desserts and things like that.
Okay. And any specific hours for the tea room?
The tea room is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. I try to keep my weekend schedules on my Facebook. So when we're open Saturdays and Sundays, I keep those on my Facebook page.
Okay. And I guess the Facebook page is Mountain Oaks Manor.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, tell us, are there any myths or conceptions that people might hear about the product or the service or industry that you offer?
As far as the tea room goes, a lot of people think that men and children are not welcome. And so we've tried to put some things on our menu to welcome men in, or at least make them feel comfortable. We do a what we call a gentleman. It is a slow roasted roast beef sandwich that we do. And we do a Reuben that is really yummy. And then we do a house smoked bologna. And a lot of women think that they can't have it. Oh, it's hard to make everybody understand what all's going on.
Well, that sounds delicious. So kind of moving outside of your business for a moment, when you and Tim are not working, which sounds like isn't very often, but when you're right. not working, what do you do for fun?
We like to travel. We like to ride in the car together. We just sometimes I have to have debunking if we get a day or two off, and we'll go sit in a hotel somewhere a couple hours away from here so my mind can settle a little bit. And, you know, I just enjoy sitting in my recliner or walking around the neighborhood, you know, just try to slow down.
Rest and relaxation is very important to self-employed, that's for sure.
Yes.
Sonia, can you describe maybe one hardship or life challenge that you rose above and can now say, because of that challenge, that you are better or stronger for it?
I bought my building in 2017. In 2018, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So in 2019, we dealt with that. Me and my brother-in-law were diagnosed a month apart, actually. And I had breast cancer and he had terminal leukemia. And so we had a very rough road in 2019. And then, of course, all businesses were hit pretty hard, you know, early in 2020. And, you know, we got hit by COVID and then we got hit by a tornado. So it was a rough little ride there. But we are happy to say we're back on our tracks and we're heading back up the hill.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Sounds like you provide quite a service for the area there.
Yes.
What's one thing that you wish our listeners knew about your business? Just if there's one main thing.
That we're here. we get a lot of business because we're right off of I-75 and we're right in the middle of Chattanooga in Cleveland. And so a lot of people, you know, as well as I do, advertising is so hard these days. And so, you know, there's so many different avenues, so many different ways that people get their information, and it's so expensive. And so we just need people to know that we're here. You know, when you have a party or a gathering, it doesn't have to be a party or a gathering. We can do two people. We get several people that come in for the tea room that just sit and read. You know, they're looking for a quiet space, and we've got a nice, comfortable space that people just come and read or spend some time by themselves. Sometimes we get people that are just coming in to catch up. You know, they may spend 2 or 3 hours because we don't rush you away. Or, you know, then again, you know, we can do, you know, like I said, bridal showers, baby showers, birthday parties, bridal teas. We've done quite a few small school proms. We do class reunions. Again, we've done several funerals the last couple of years. You know, any kind of party or gathering, we can help support you with that.
Okay. All right. Well, I know we mentioned your Facebook page is Mountain Oaks Manor.
Yes.
How, if somebody wanted to just stop by, what would be the address and the telephone number they could contact you at?
It is 9508 Church Street, and that's in Ottawa, 37363. Our telephone number is 423-238-9333. And we will get you set up and bring you on in.
All right. Any other last thoughts or final thoughts you'd like to have regarding the podcast today?
I don't think I do, Bubby.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for taking the time out today to be with us. We have enjoyed meeting you, enjoyed learning a little bit more about a business that I didn't know was there. And I'm gonna come by and eat lunch one day.
You do that. We'd love to have you. We love to have men in.
All right. Well, thank you so much. To all the good neighbors of the greater Chattanooga area, after meeting Sonia and learning more about the Mountain Oaks Manor, we hope you will take a moment to consider all they have to offer and remember them when you need or want the products or services that they provide. Now, before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbors Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses of the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell, the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com. Or call 423-380-1984.